granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's air raid warden activities haven't revealed any strange airplanes flying over Pine Ridge, but they did disclose a puzzling incident involving Diogenes Smith. While Mousie was on guard duty during the night, he saw Diogenes hand a large package of his pamphlets to someone in an automobile and receive some money in exchange. It was too dark for Mousie to identify the man or the car, but he did get the license number. And that turned out to be the number on Cedric's car. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Lum has just entered. Listen.
Well, it's about time you was getting to work, Lum. Where you been?
Oh, I've been in bed sleeping.
Sleeping?
Yeah. Granny, she can't expect a man to work all day long and watch for our planes all night.
Oh, well, was you watching for airplanes last night?
Yeah. War to a frazzle, too. War to a frazzle.
Well, I thought you pinted Ezra Seastrunk to do the watching last night.
I did, but Ezra called me up after I'd went to bed and told me he couldn't do it because his woman wouldn't believe that he's just going to sit up all night and watch for our planes.
Oh, for the land sakes. I believe that's the suspicionest one woman I ever knowed in my life. Just hates to let Ezra get out of her sight,
even. Yeah, I know. I ought to have recollected that before ever I pinted Ezra.
Yeah, well, why didn't you call up Mousie Gray and get him to watch again? He told me he sort of likes that.
Yeah, I thought about calling him, but all he does is just bring in a report telling how many hoot owls hooted during the night.
Yeah, he gets them all right.
Besides, I sort of wanted to keep an eye on things myself. I wanted to see if Diogenes and Cedric was doing any more secret business.
Oh, did you find out anything?
No, nothing happened.
Hmm.
Dodge, and he's never done any printing in his workshop last night, even.
He never?
No. All that happened was that the mail plane went over at the regular time, and that hoot owl kept hooting at me all night long. That bird gets on my nerves.
Well, Mousie said he liked it, said he's just like a mother to him, he said.
No. I think he must be suffering from one of them mother complexes I've heard about. But that don't solve the mystery about Cedric.
No.
Did you trail him after you closed up the store like I told you to?
Yeah, I trailed him a little.
Did you wear that disguise so he wouldn't recognize you?
Yeah, I put on that black mustache and followed him clean from Frank Forster's gasoline station plumb over to his place. Then I hid behind a tree and watched the house there for a while.
Yeah, then what happened?
Well, Cedric come out again, and this time he had on a black mustache, too. That one he got with his junior detective set, you know, and he said he'd follow me for a while.
For goodness sake.
So we took turns following one another, and I got hungry and went home for supper. Elizabeth was awful mad at me for getting home so late.
Fine detective you make, that's all I gotta say.
Huh?
You didn't find out a single suspicious thing about Cedric.
Well, Lum, I don't see why we got to go through all this silly stuff. Why don't we just come right out flat-footed and ask Cedric what he was doing talking to Dodge and he's at 2 o'clock in the morning like Mousie said he was?
Well, we can't do that, Abner.
Mm-hmm.
Cedric's one of them deputies.
One of the deputies?
Well, I'm sure of that now that he's been holding these secret meetings with Dodge and Eve.
Oh.
If we start asking Cedric a lot of questions, he'll report everything direct to Dodge and Eve.
Sure.
And then we would never stand no chance of winning this $10,000 honesty prize.
No. Of course, Dodge and Eagle will find out we're trailing Cedric anyway, Lum. That feller even knows what you're thinking about, I believe.
He does appear to know might not everything.
Oh, beats anything I ever seen.
You know, Abner, I wouldn't want him to hear me say this, because I know he's a good man and all, but lately he sort of gives me the creeps when he looks me straight in the eye.
Well, sir, he does me too, Lum.
Does he, Joanna?
Oh, yeah. I still think we ought to just ask Cedric what he's doing the other night. Maybe he was just getting back from coon hunting or something like that.
Yeah, but why would Dodge and he'd be giving him them packages of pamphlets?
Yeah, that's right, ain't it? Well, maybe it weren't even Cedric. Mousie never actually seen who was in the car.
He wrote down the license number, and it was Cedric's license, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Geez, I can't understand it. Cedric don't seem smart enough to be studying up ways to get my circulating manager job away from me.
No.
And I know he ain't smart enough to pay out money to try to get it.
Well, maybe the money was for something else, Lum. Maybe he just won them pamphlets, so he just buying them from Dodge and East.
Well, why would he want to buy something he can get for nothing? Dodge and East gives them things away.
Yeah, well, you know, Cedric, he don't know no better than to pay for them all.
No, that ain't it, Abner. I know that an honest feller like Dodge and East wouldn't take advantage of Cedric that way.
Oh.
No, sir, there's something else at the bottom of all this. Something curious.
Well, I think the thing to do is just to ask Cedric. I believe that's the best way for us to get out of it.
You do?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, maybe you're right after all. We could sort of ask some subtile questions so he wouldn't know exactly what we're getting at.
Why, sure. You want me to try to get him on the phone?
I reckon so.
Yeah, call him.
Better call over to the blacksmith shop. I don't think he'd be home this time of day.
Blacksmith shop? What's that ring over there, Long?
I forget. It's wrote down there by the phone.
Oh, yeah. Here it is. Blacksmith shop.
Tell Cedric he left something over here.
Left something?
Yeah, make up something. His lantern. Or no, he's more likely got that with him.
Oh, yeah. He don't go no place without that lantern.
Just tell him that we want to see him about something important.
Yeah, I'll tell... wait a minute. Hello? Caleb? Yeah, this is Abner Peabody. Wonderful world, Caleb.
Tolerably.
Caleb, will you tell Cedric we want to see him about something important? He ain't. Whereabouts is he at? Uh-huh. Oh. Well, if he comes in, why, tell him to drop over the store as soon as he can. All right, Caleb, thank you. Goodbye, Art. Wonderful world.
He ain't there, huh?
No, Caleb ain't seen him all day. Said he might be over at Luke Spears' restaurant.
Yeah, more than likely that's about where he's at. Spends most of his time over there playing that pinball machine.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Try the restaurant one.
Yeah, I'm just looking for their ring. Yeah, here it is.
Luke was telling me that long as Cedric's been playing that machine over there, he ain't never won on it once, even.
Well?
Snaps that little handle so hard he tilts the machine right now every time.
Hello? Luke? This is Abner Peabody. Say, Luke, huh? Oh, wonderful world, Luke. Luke, is Cedric over there? Have you saw him any place today? That's funny.
Ask him to look across the street and see if he can see him sitting in the gas station, Abner.
Can you see him sitting over at the gas station, Luke?
Can you see him?
He's looking now.
Huh?
He ain't, huh? Well, if you see him, Luke, why, tell him to come over to the store. Or, now, if you see anybody has saw him or knows where he's at, well, tell them to tell Cedric to tell them where he's at so that he can tell... what am I trying to say?
Better hang up, Abner. You're getting yourself mixed up.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean, Luke. All right. Wonderful world. Well,
that's funny. Nobody saw Cedric today.
Yeah, he's always at one of them places.
How about you? I know where he's at.
Where?
He's just about making a trip to Little Rock or Fort Smith or maybe even Kansas City.
Kansas City?
Yes, sir. That's where Dodge and he said he might send me someday when I used to be circulating manager for him.
Used to be? Ain't you still circulating manager?
Don't look very much like it. Not with Cedric traipsing off to Kansas City.
That's right, yeah. I hope that Cedric don't get lost up there. That Kansas City's awful big place for a boy like him to be running around by himself.
Yeah, serve him right if he does. I just can't understand Cedric doing an underhanded thing like this to me. He always seemed like such a good boy.
Yeah. Always give some of his money to his mama and all such as that.
Here he is stealing my job right out from under behind my back, and I'm looking at him all the time.
Yeah.
Granny, I'm going to have a talk with that snake in the weeds. Just wait till he gets back from Kansas City. That is, if he ever does get back.
Well, sir, it's just hard to believe that about Cedric Long. I reckon what he ever done a thing like this for.
Oh, it's plain enough to me. It's just like that old Edward saying of mine, money's the roots of all evil.
Money in the roots? You mean he's got some money buried somewhere?
No, I mean he take my job just so he could get himself in good with Dodge and Ease and win that $10,000 honesty prize.
Oh, I see. That's the money he's going to bury, huh? Don't he think the bank's safe?
I reckon he does. I never said he's going to bury no money.
Well, you did. You said something about money in the roots.
I never done no such a thing. I said Mousy is the roots of all evil, or money's them roots of all evil.
Oh. Well, I reckon that's different. Let's see. Money is the roots. Huh? Wait a minute. How could money be roots, Lom? You must have that wrong somewhere.
No, I ain't got it wrong. Wasn't that our arrangement now?
I never paid no attention.
Well, I hope it is.
Huh? If roots was money, why, I could just have Elizabeth dig up a big batch
Hello?
Of them things.
Jot them down, store and library. Air raid warden Lum Eddards talking. Wonderful world.
Dig up that big oak tree
Who?
Over there.
Oh, hello, Cedric. Granny, you back from Kansas City already?
He did make a quick trip.
You never? Well, where are you at, Cedric? Well, for goodness sake. Well, of course we'll come right over and help you.
Over to Kansas City?
Well, what in the world are you doing there? Well, I do know.
How could I?
Didn't you notice he's gone till today? Well, you ought to take more notice of such things. Well, don't worry, Cedric. One of us will come right down there.
I want to go, Lum. All
right, Cedric. All right,
Cedric. Kansas City.
Goodbye. Wonderful world.
What's the matter, Lum?
My grannies, I was wrong about Cedric. But now I'm mixed up more than ever.
Well, what happened?
Cedric's in jail.
In jail? What for?
Uncle Henry Lunsford arrested him for driving his car without no license plates on it.
Well, I do know. Cedric ought to know better than to take his license plates off.
He never taken them off.
Well, who did?
Somebody stole them.
Huh?
If we can find out who stole them license plates, we'll know who was buying them pamphlets from Diogenes the other night. I don't think it was Cedric. This sort of illuminates me.